March the 13th. Why do we sit here until we die? 2 Kings 7:3. Dear listener, this little book was mainly intended for the edification of believers. But if you are yet unsaved, our heart yearns over you, and we would gladly say a word that may be blessed to you. Open your Bible and read the story of the lepers, 2 Kings 7. Notice their circumstances, which were much the same as yours. If you remain where you are, you will perish. If you go to Jesus, the worst thing that might happen is that you die. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, is the old proverb, and in your case, the venture is a great one. If you sit still in gloomy despair, no one can pity you when your ruin comes. But if you die while seeking mercy, if such a thing were possible, you would be the object of universal sympathy. No one escapes who refuses to look to Jesus, but you know that at least some are saved who believe in him, for some of your own acquaintances have received mercy. So, why not you? The Ninevites said, "Who knows?" Jonah 3:9. Act upon the same hope and test the Lord's mercy. To perish is so awful that if there were only a straw to reach for, the instinct of self-preservation would lead you to stretch out your hand. We have been talking to you on your own unbelieving ground, and we now want to assure you, as from the Lord, that if you seek him, he will be found by you. 1 Chronicles 28:9. Jesus casts out none who come unto him. You will not perish if you trust him. On the contrary, you will find treasure far richer than the poor lepers gathered in Syria's deserted camp. 2 Kings 7:8. May the Holy Spirit embolden you to go at once, and you will not believe in vain. When you are saved yourself, publish the good news to others. Tell the king's household first, and unite with them in fellowship. Let the porter of the city, the minister, be informed of your discovery, and then proclaim the good news in every place. May the Lord save you before the sun goes down this day.